Hello, this is Roger from McNally's Fun.
Hi, I'm Lauren from The Measure.
Right here.
Hey, what's up? This is Nate from Banner Pilot.
Hi, this is Brian McDonald from Black Flag.
This is McDermott from The Bouncing Souls.
Rod from Nobody's Hero.
This is Johnny from Old Man Markley.
Hey, folks, this is Ron, Jeremy,
John from The Dope Meets.
This is Roger from Less Than Jake.
This is Justin from Chinese Telephones.
This is Vic from Static Radio. You're listening to LoudFastShitty.com.
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 LoudFastShitty.com. LoudFastShitty.com. It's the best website in the world. It's even better than Google and Yahoo.
right there is a band called Rectum Raiders. Not even sure where they're from, man. They're Rectum Raiders.
Come and vote out.
Hey, everybody, it's loudfastshitty.com, episode 381. And we're live, and hopefully people are out there listening can hear us. Welcome, everybody. We have here in the studio E-Rock. What's up, E-Rock?
Back E-Rock the Sinister. Again. Back in the saddle, bitch.
Got Ed Fanzi, sitting bitch over there. What's going on, Mr. Ed?
So what?
Sick Mick is in the house.
Well, do I have to do a voice also?
Right, yeah.
No, man. We're just we're hyped, man. It's been about good. 2 months since right. we've been on the air, and
hyped too.
We'll settle into it, and we'll make this a fun time for
just
all.
Just be yourself. Do whatever you want. See, I'm crazy. Okay. So I do crazy shit.
So if you found us on the live thing on Facebook, go ahead and share us. Put us in your favorite chat room. So we get some bitches listening. We got a lot of brand new music tonight, and we got all kinds of shit. We have actually no agenda, if you will. So we're just going to, off the cuff. What do you think of Rectum Raiders?
It was good. Doing a lot of talking, too, so I really wasn't paying attention.
It was a pretty cool track, man.
It was good.
So, fellas, what's been going on? What's new with everybody? You're looking like Mr. Cool over there, Ed Fanzi.
I have to, because I'm next to this guy. We have a confidentiality deal.
The mic. Talk into the
mic. I am into the mic.
Fucking broadcaster. Talk into the mic.
I broadcast any way I want.
This is like the first annual broadcasting and podcasting meeting of the minds.
Mother.
Everybody here has kind of got their own, radio podcast show. Music related, punk related. Vic, I don't really know much about your show. I think I watched it once when Lobster Boy was on there.
It's off the air now.
So well, I know.
Nothing to talk about.
So what have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately?
Well, first of all, I was on broadcast radio, which was that glorious AM band.
Oh, PBS.
Okay. It was worse than PBS. It was AM radio. And, yeah, we had Grady in there, which was really cool.
He's a cool dude.
For some reason, if you stick around long enough and you put your head out there, you start meeting people, and other people know people, and other people know people. And, I had Mary Jane and Sana co-host. And she's like, hey, I know Grady, and I'll bring him in. So, bring him in. So Grady was a great guest.
Mm-hmm. We tried to get him to be a part of our Pigpen record, Lobster Boy.
I did talk to him about it. And he was cool with it, but he doesn't. It's real. It's real. The emotions are real. He didn't want to fucking deal with his dad, talk about it, stand anything behind it.
Oh, yeah.
It's real.
I was a little taken back because
it was hard for me to talk about it to him at first.
When I was in New York City, I got some short films from somebody who did a short film on his dad, and I put it on my program when I was in Manhattan. And so I knew of Grady Sr. I didn't know there was a junior. And then I heard that he was living down here in Florida, and I was like, oh, man, I got to meet him next time I go visit my parents. And then the whole murder thing happened and that, mm-hmm. And so when Mary Jane said, hey, do you want to meet Lobster Boy? I said, well, he's dead. His wife killed him.
Yeah.
She goes like, no, his son. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't know there was a junior.
Yes, I would like to meet him. Bring him on.
Bring him on.
But it was real, he was beat by his fucking dad. It's very emotional.
Oh, yeah,
He hated his fucking dad.
Yeah.
So when it was hard talking to him at first, I was kind of like, trying to walk on, tread, being careful how I tread the
then
water
you got
with
me
him.
Who's just jumping in going, just say, hey, man, we got this song.
Yeah, well,
and then you guys show up at my bar, and you're like, I got the CD, and I'm like, Lobster Boy? I wonder. Yeah. And sure enough, it was.
But it's senior, yes.
Yeah, about senior. So I was like, all right, so the circle's complete now. It's me, Mary Jane, Grady, you guys, and it's like, I get it now.
Yeah, my mom grew up, they lived by Johan the Giant, the Viking.
Yeah.
And so there was always carny people coming over, but they'd always go down to Big John camp. He was a giant, his half-wife, Jeannie. So seeing Lobster Boy sitting out there around the corner, so I always grew up hearing stories, and I was always fascinated. I've always been fascinated by carny folk and just all this crazy. I like odd shit, weird stuff, and I always thought it was cool, so.
The fringe people.
So a Lobster Boy was always like, it's a piece of history to me, and fuck. Someone needs to write a song. Someone needs to do something.
We were talking about setting up a show down there at Showtown. We went in there, we were like, holy fuck.
Yeah, well.
Sticky.
Still thinking about filming some shit. But anyways, to me, it was important. It's part of our history, man. And so meeting him, it was really cool too, you know. But I'm trying not to feel like, you know, seem like a fanboy either, man. You know, like it's
you're marking out.
You know, you talk about the senior Grady Senior yeah. being abusive and all that.
Yeah.
On YouTube, if you go to YouTube, there is some film footage of his father at one of the carnivals with, I think, an obese man, a fat guy, and the people. This is like back in the 70s, and they're just hurling one insult after another at these guys. Saying what's wrong with you? You look ugly, and no, why are you so fat? And what happened to your hands? You look disgusting, and da 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 da. And they're like, well, look, this is just the way we are. And they're trying to be, but the people, these are just moms and dads and kids going through the freak show, and they're just hurling all this hate at them. And it's like, holy shit,
it's psychological.
You
can understand why they
year after year of dealing with that shit, and then you got to go home and fucking. Mellow out.
Classic go home and keep
your adult
syndrome.
He was the bad guy because of alcohol. You know how alcohol,
he
turns to the bottle and he became the beast.
Because
he was a nice guy when he wasn't drunk. That was a fact. I mean, he was a lot nicer guy, you know. But it's really cool, though, man. But, yeah, I had to kind of be careful because we could talk about, you know, the history, but that guy was like, he lived it. So it was like, it's emotional shit, and I didn't want to piss him off, but... He was like, I'm cool with it, but I can't stand behind it. I can't be in the video and fuck my dad. You know, I don't want to deal with it. I don't even want to talk about it.
When I had my radio show, you know, Eric was essentially my lobster boy. You know, he was my freak.
Did he do like the side, the gimmicky sideshow type stuff? You know? Make him go the man on the street.
He's good at fucking with people, you know. And I wanted an ensemble. I needed more. I didn't want to just do the show by myself. I knew I needed to feed off of people. Mm-hmm. So I needed some co-hosts, you know, with some different personalities and things like that that added some flavor and some character to the show. And, you know, I think he listened the first week or two or something. He says, I'm going to come down, you know, and hang out. And I'm like, fuck yeah, come on down. You know, so...
he molded me.
I molded him. I made him what he is today, which is nothing. You know,
I'm his monster.
Eric is kind of mysterious.
But, you know, it was the best thing about it is, and it's similar with something like this, not although you've got 380 shows, but, you know, people kept saying, why are you doing this down there? I said, well, first of all, no one's listening. You know, it's a fucking AM station. Two, I can make all the mistakes I want, you know, because I'm not under contract to anybody. There's no paycheck involved, so they can't fire me. So let's just go down there and just create until we get, you know, a nice, well-oiled machine that works, you know. There's always going to be road bumps. You know, I was trying to get people in there, and these first two fucking losers that I had in there, you know, I don't know. They were just, they had no fucking talent. You know, they just showed up every week. I'm like, hey, did you write anything? No. Did you book anybody? No. I'm here. But I'm here, and I'm fucking hilarious, and people love me. No, nobody knows who you are, and you're not funny, and you're not hilarious, and you have no talent, you know. And they were pissed off at him because he'd be playing some fucking practical jokes, and they'd fucking get livid. And he's like, don't you get it? It's a fucking talk show. We're having some fun here. And it just went right over their heads, you know. So, you know, so he's still out there on the perimeter, and when I get back on the air, you know.
Then he's got first crack at it.
I might draft him again and bring him back into the fold, you know. Nice. But MJ was really good as a co-host. You know, I just wanted to go against the grain. It's just when you listen to talk radio, even podcasts where there's no censorship, you know, the women tend to be dumb. They're just dumb. They sit there and they go, oh, guys, come on. Oh, my God, I can't believe you said that.
Do you mean like women hosts or women guests?
Women guests, co-hosts, things like that. You know, but you get somebody like Mary Jane in the studio and nothing shocks her, you know.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, she's
crazy and fun.
She offends us. We're the dudes in the room and we're like, holy shit, I can't believe she just said that. You know,
what's the most offensive thing that she's done that you were just like, wow?
It's not that she's done. It's the stuff that she's talked about doing in the past, you know.
Well, talk is cheap.
Yeah.
She backed it up. I see.
She backed it up.
Hey, you're the only person in the room that don't know her.
You know what? MJ needs to
she's
call in.
Awesome.
And, yeah,
she's
no, crazy. I know her. I know
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but
I don't know her like you guys do.
I don't want to speak
on
her
behalf. That's why you're saying that.
I don't want to speak on her behalf. She should. No. She should call in. What is the number for the show, by the way?
I don't know. We used to have a phone number. And actually, if you wanted to call, I'd have to figure out how to connect it. 480-269-PUNK. 269 a punk. 480-269-PUNK.
480. What kind of area code is that?
It's Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice.
Because we're broadcasting in Phoenix here. We're high atop the Phoenix Metroplex.
Well, I thought we were in
the microphone.
Los Angeles or something.
Yeah, we're wherever you want to be, bro.
No.
Let's play some new music here from 88 Fingers Louie. This is a band that hasn't had any new music out in forever and a day. So check this out, man. We'll come back and tell more emotional stories that was
sad.
Bound to piss somebody off. It's not Fat Shitty.
Motherfucker.
Jake, and you're listening to LoudFatShitty.com.
Bob and Steve. 1 2 1 2. Check check. Hey, this is Steve from Belvedere. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to loudfastshitty.com. Take it away, Bob.
All right, that's a band called Decline. Not Moral Decline, but Decline. Who's got their shit rolling here? Is it me? Is it me?
Not I.
Mute that shit. So that's your boy Preston from Moral Decline, ex-Moral Decline, who does
He's in Bleeding Money. Don't you know that?
He's in Bleeding Money. I don't know how active Bleeding Money is.
Still in that band, motherfucker.
Dude, everybody plays in nine bands. What am I supposed to keep up with? Who's active and who's not? Anyway,
why are you getting so defensive?
He formed this band called, he formed it in his head because I don't think he's actually put the band together yet. I think he got like super high and just recorded throughout the night, overnight, and recorded that.
It sounded good. How about that?
Yeah, man. So that's why I played it on the goddamn show.
That's why I shortened it up there.
Guttermouth was before that. Guttermouth doing a brand new track about riding in a big ass fucking truck. And your truck sucks if it ain't a big ass truck. Brand new 88 Fingers Louie before that. And away we go, man. So you were saying Mary Jane was, you told her and she didn't listen. And it just goes to show you, man. You put out, messages to people. Hey, listen to me. Come see our show. Do this. Do that. Do they do it? No.
No.
No, man. I'm sorry. I fell asleep on the couch, man. I got really fucking high. And I'm sorry. I just really baked. That's all right. That's why they got the podcast.
Download that shit. I'm a baked potato myself.
You're a baked potato? Fried potato?
That's right.
That's right.
No, I mean, I just told her about the show. I says, hey, we're on tonight. We're on right now. In fact, we were just talking about you, and she's confused. I'm like, what's to be confused about? You know the show exists. You know how to find it. You know how to tune in.
Right.
And you know who I am, and you know who these guys are. What is so confusing?
Thanks for putting her on blast. And that's for the rest of you fuckheads who aren't listening right now. If you're listening, you're cool. But if you're not fucking listening, fuck you, man. And download the podcast. Mondays, 8 to 10. There you go. Loudfastshitty.com.
We love you.
I don't know about that.
So, Mick, okay, I mean, so Eric's here too, but he's over there jerking off on the phone or something in the chat room. Mick, let's keep talking to you, man. I'm interested to know more about, you know, kind of...
Let's pause for just a second. His cell phone is more important than this broadcast. Think about that.
Well, he's in the chat room.
I'm on the phone talking to people. No.
He's lining up bitches in the chat room.
Yeah, that's true. He's good at that.
Yep. By the way,
he's good at that.
Chat room, I don't know where it's at. Facebook, I guess.
Right,
start
here.
A chat.
There's your chat. There's your chat
right there.
Fucking Facebook Live, motherfucker.
So, Mick, I guess I first met you when you had the club going, and that's when I first became acquainted with Sick Mick. And then I kind of, you know, backward figured things out, you know, on my own just from being friends with Mr. Tolpo over there. So whatever happened to the club, and do you ever have any aspirations of doing it again, or is it more like, nah, did that, moved on?
I think, I don't know. I've done it, and I've moved on. It's safe to say it that way. Let's just put it that way. You know, after working 17 years for the same corporation and just basically going fucking insane, bouncing off the walls, you know, when I got out of there, I was just like, I just want to recharge my batteries and do something. And, you know, discussed opening a business, and we weighed the pros and cons. And I said, you know, let's look around and for a bar or something like that. Let's run a bar. I want to run a place where people can come in and play. Anybody can come in and fucking play, you know? But, of course, my leanings are towards punk and, you know, and alternative music,
sure.
Things like that. But, I mean, fuck it. If a jazz trio wants to come in, come in. I don't give a shit. Play, you know? If it puts asses in the seats,
that's
fine,
right.
You know, do it. And I just kind of wanted to... I don't know, and maybe it's personal, but I, you know, when I was in a band back many, many, many years ago.
How many years?
35, I don't know, long
back in
fucking
his day.
Time ago.
Was that here in Tampa?
Yeah. You know, we did gigs sporadically, and whenever we did, back then, hardly anybody had a VCR back then. They were still relatively new. And I would go down to the video store, and I could rent a video camera and a deck and record shows, you know. And I was like, fuck, that's cool. I want to go do that. I want to record my shows, you know. And I had cameras as well, film cameras. And I would try to get my friends or anybody to say, hey, look, we're playing tonight. Yeah, I'll be there. And I'm like, well, can you take a couple of photos of us while we're on stage? It was like a major fucking inconvenience. And I'm like... You only have to take like 4 or 5 photos, you know, just so we can show people that we played, you know, that we were a band and we have some sort of documentation that we existed, you know.
True.
And it was always like fucking trying to pull teeth. And it was just like, can you just, you know, run the camera and, you know, videotape our show? Now, of course, you're talking camcorders with little fucking condenser mics and shit, you know, but that's the way it was, you know. And it was just like a fucking hassle trying to get somebody on board to do stuff. So, you know, my experience with radio, I knew that by broadcasting from an AM station, my audience was going to be next to nothing. So I had to utilize the internet and stream the show live, and I went and got cameras, and I did a 3-camera shoot in the station, in the studio, and streamed that live and made it look, you know, professional. And over time, I did a green screen and stuff like that and had shit going on in the back trying to, you know, fill those gaps. So when I got the bar, I thought, you know, I'm going to do what I can for the bands that nobody would fucking do for me 35 years ago. You know, so I took my cameras, which were sitting in the garage. I wasn't doing the radio show at the time. So I thought, all right, I'm going to load them up, put them in the bar, and I'll stream the bands live. Fuck it. Let people tune in. Let the bands download their fucking shows. You know, it's up to them. Whatever they want to do with it, it's there. It's a documentation that they played, and this is what they did. You know, and I bought my wife this really nice DSLR digital camera for Christmas because she showed an interest in wanting to do photography and stuff. Well, the camera sat there for the longest time, not being used. And I thought, well, fuck it. I need to bring that to the radio station, and I'm going to take photographs of us doing the radio show, you know, as well as guests that come in and things like that. So, fuck it. Now I'm bringing it to the bar, and I'm going to take photographs of the bands, and I'm going to put it up on the bar site, you know. And if the bands want to use it, the photos, they're there. If they don't want to use them, they're not. Fuck it. Ignore it, you know. But at least I was just trying to give back, you know. I was just trying to add another nuance to playing out and being in a band and playing out live.
One of my favorite photos, and I don't know if you took it or not, but it was at your place. It was at Mix. And it's a photo of, like, Pigpen getting ready to basically burn your club down. And it's we just set the pyros off. Must have caught it right at the perfect moment, but it was nothing but flash, you know, and flame. And I was like, oh, there went Mix.
It was a lot of good times there. And I just want to thank you for doing that, because playing there, it was a cool place. I really, really digged it, man. It's just a great feeling, you know. There. And especially with people that give a fuck about what's going on there, it was... And
you know, it wasn't a huge place, but then, you know, back in the day when I was in a band, we didn't have places like that to play. We had to fucking go wherever we could go, you know, and sometimes it was somebody's fucking garage, you know, and it was BYOB, you know, because we couldn't get gigs and bars and stuff like that. We were a cancer.
What kind of music were you playing?
I ventured off into more industrial type music. I got into punk. I liked punk, and it just, for me, it had been played out. I like listening to a lot of different stuff, you know. I'll put on Sex Pistols and I'll put on Black Flag, but I'll also put on Kraftwerk and Brian Eno, you know. So it's whatever mood I'm in. So at that time, I discovered Throbbing Gristle and SBK and Cabaret Voltaire, and I was like, you know, I was like, fuck yeah, I kind of like the vein that these guys are working in, and I, you know, I want to go that way, because we already had a handful of punk bands. Do we really need another one? I want to do something different. I don't want to follow anybody. I don't want to do what other people are doing. You know, it's just been my thing. I go by the motto of Groucho Marx. I refuse to belong to any club that would have me as a member. You know, so. But, you know, the bar was what it was. It was a place to play. I want to take this time to apologize to some of the assholes out there who did not want to play my bar because I didn't have a stage. Sorry, motherfuckers. He had to deal with those fuckers. He was trying to book shows for me. And he's like, these guys backed out because they went to your site and they looked at the bar and they said, you don't have a stage. I said, what are they, fucking Pink Floyd? You know.
What are they, Pink Floyd? Who you booking in here, Eric?
What I liked about all I know is what I liked about it was very personal. When you played there, made you feel like the old days. It kind of had that feeling of just everybody's right there, close up in your face. It just had a great feeling there. It was fun, because sometimes, you know, these other places are cool, but they don't. There's a separation. I don't know. So there's something about these personal. It was like very. Close-up kind of shows are fun. It's something different, you know, and the vibe there was awesome. And
that's good. Well, you know, I'm glad for that, yeah.
People, everybody that I know that played there, they enjoyed it. You know, it was another cool little place to play, you know. It was something different.
That's all it was. I mean, I just wanted to provide an alternative place for bands to play.
Come,
you know,
hang out.
Yeah. I heard of people complaining about Central Avenue all the time. Oh,
dude, you were filming us and recording it. That's, you know, cool. I mean, that was cool shit. That was...
And in the bathroom.
You know, there's been
toilet
like
cam.
There's been a lot of turnover, like, in the scene, yeah, recently, with clubs opening and, well, more specifically, closing. How many times have you seen the scene turn over? I mean, literally.
Yeah, it's like the tide, you know? The tide comes in, the tide goes out, and... You know, in fact, I would probably have more success opening the bar today than I would when I opened it, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You know, because of all the competition on Central Avenue that's being shut down and going out of business, mm-hmm, you know, I'll get more, right. I'll get more bands in there, you know. So
at this point, you're right, because more people would have come down there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And I looked at spots in Tampa and Clearwater and Largo, and I just thought, is anybody going to really go out of their way to drive all the way the fuck over to this place when really, you're within just a few feet of all these other bars on Central Avenue. So the shows had to be really good, you know, for someone to just go to some bar out in the middle of nowhere in Tampa.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought, well, we're here, we're on 16th Street. We're not that far from Central Avenue, so we can get spillover and things like that. We're not too far away from the off the beaten path, so yeah. we settled on that place. So. But it was what it was. It was fun while it lasted, and
it was fun.
You know,
all good things must come to an end.
A lot of good shows,
but not tonight. All right, hey, I'm gonna play some more music right here while we continue on taking these trips down memory lane.
What's the phone number?
Fuck, I don't know, dude. 480-269 punk. Actually, you know what? It's whatever your phone number is. We can plug your phone in.
Yeah,
and
I want that shit
calls.
On the internet.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, well, you know, you just get on the goddamn Facebook Live and
get on Facebook, man. Nobody makes phone calls.
Talk
dude.
To us on there.
All right, man. This is a brand new Rise Against.
Nice shirt, Burb.
Yeah, I saw that in the chat room. Yeah, John.
What's up, John? Spidgy Big Bot.
It's not just fan. LoudFastShitty.com.
From Teenage Bottle Rocket, you're listening to LoudFastShitty.com.
A shooting star crosses the sky, a satellite. The blue twilight and hazy dawn are by her side. High plains, prairies slide in the twilight of Earth below. What's beyond the galaxy? She can just guess the normal scene. Satellite finding a way all alone out in space. Oh, satellite. Oh, satellite. It's so late. A shooting star changes the night. Forcing a light. The moment's gone. Get on with dawn. Cast a light. She orbits on.
LoudFastAndOrShitty.com.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Fuck. That's some brand new stuff from a band called Flatfoot 56. Bouncing Souls before that, and Rise Against also in that set. Let me turn these cameras on so people can see what the fuck's going on in here. And I'll turn this music down in your ears a little bit. I just put it on infinite loop, man, just because I got all kinds of new toys in here to play with, man. So
Bob's Toy Shop.
Bob's Toy Shop. So everybody's got their shades. Maybe I should put my shades on. Closest thing.
He's
except
got
for
his
you,
readers
Mick.
On. Put your readers
that's
on.
That's what I got. I got my readers, too, bro.
Put my that's readers what, on.
See, I got these cool yellow ones for computer glasses.
The seniors.
You know, I was thinking about it today.
With age comes wisdom, goddammit.
Collectively, what do we got? 200 years experience in here?
What you talking about, brother?
I mean, E-Rock, he's fucking almost 60, but 58, right?
Older than a motherfucker.
Older than a bitch. Old enough
still
to know
fucking
better?
Fucking your mom.
That's nice, Dad. Please. So, Ed Fanzi, we got here in the house.
Ed Fanzi and the motherfucker.
I think Ed Fanzi was created by Pigpen. Is that true?
That is correct. Yeah. I think it was one of the first or second times I came out here.
The thing is E-Rock, he's from Plant City. So a lot of times he doesn't pronounce things.
Back in the woods, you know, down there.
He doesn't always pronounce things, you know. And he'd be like, you know, fucking Ed Fanzi.
It's called E-Rockinism.
That's how
my own language,
many names are born because of mispronunciations.
Yeah, but you know what? We were on his show, and yeah, we kept calling him fucking Ed. But then someone on his show that night he was interviewing, called him fucking Ed. And it just began.
Yeah.
And then fucking Mike from Counted Out photoshopped this fucking photo that was so fucking funny. Ugh. And it was like Ed Fanzi, like a horror film, and he was the killer. It was fucking, it was just that moment the light bulb came on, and ever since I was like Ed Fanzi. It's like it's like a different persona, his character.
I had a band on last week, right before we went on the air. They asked me, what did the name come from, you know, the ED, and I said, the late Trev Hope. She was my co-host.
Yeah,
and,
rest in peace.
He just was a loss for words. You know, he didn't know. You know, he was right on the air. I was like, all right, we're on the air, and here's Porno Party. And he just like this, you know.
It's
like I'm
totally
sorry,
like,
man, I'm sorry. Like, don't worry about it. Dreb would have got a kick out of it. You know what I mean? So
absolutely. So. Well, you know, just to put it to rest, it's not for erectile dysfunction, right?
It could be.
That was a joke too. That was one of them. That was one of the jokes.
It's one of those. You can use whatever you get out of it is I'm cool with that, you know.
Well, the show for me, I used to get tongue tied with, I think, and
I still can't remember what it
Ed,
is.
Edie Fanzi show. It was just like I would always have these moments, and it just kept happening. And then that picture to me was just like,
yeah,
Ed Fanzi.
Well, you remember you guys used to come on the show, and we had masks and stuff. And
yeah, it was crazy.
We had Mike Rad on the show for a little while. Yeah, man. We would really pound him.
It was a whole. This is a different element.
Mics would stay on. We'd still be playing music. Everything was being said. You know,
it was fun, man.
Used to drive me crazy. I would listen to Eric's show and it'd be like, "Bro, your mics are hot. I can't understand what the fuck you're saying, but your mics are hot."
Yeah.
But it looks like they're having a good time.
I've done that a million times, bro.
Yeah, you guys would get drunk. You guys would get it. The more fucked up they get.
Well, the one time you came over,
yeah,
and the guy come knocking on my door.
That was crazy.
And he says, "Take me home."
Dude, I have that picture, man. That's where that picture came from.
Guy comes up, probably about 300 pounds in a
was
white
I there?
Beater.
No,
he came drop off some of his music.
Yeah. It was a different time. I think I was under Sin God.
Yep.
Chit chat.
And he come knocking on the door, and we come to the door, and we look at him.
Brandon was there.
Yeah. And I was like, we're getting ready to go on here. We got to get this guy out of here. So I saw the lights on over the trailer park.
He wanted to come in his house, bro. He wanted to come in.
So I said, take my hand. So I took him, and I started walking him. And I said, I'll be right back. And I had him, like, walking towards this trailer. And
the promised land.
We went back towards my house, and this guy's walking, and I see him walking up to the door. And he knocks on the door, and this lady came out in these old school pajamas and screamed like, "Get the hell out of here!"
Later, the cops found him at the end. I think.
Yeah, he was doing the zombie walk down
cops
the street.
Finally got him.
He was really scary looking.
I do know that.
Lost, man.
You still live in that sketch house?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's It's thrilling.
That was pretty fucking funny, though.
The neighborhood is grand, bro. It's, I mean, right across from a trailer park. Matter of fact, there was E-Rock forever, and we may still do it. We were wanting to do some filming in your neighbor's trailer park.
I think you should.
Yeah.
There's a few good ones over there, but that one's pretty good. He's walked through the neighborhood and found TVs and toilets.
TVs, toilets, sofas, crack bags, meth bags, whatever, you know. All the drug baggies, you know, that were on the ground.
But, you know, the important thing about all this is, when I met him, he was starting his, you were doing the radio thing, and I've met you, and it's like dissociation, but it's like, it's coming together, you know, it's like you try to start supporting each other, and kind of built to that, you know, like.
We just starting right now?
No, before.
Starting now? Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm saying before, fair. And just the friendship of, you know, like people in the community doing different radio stuff and just kind of. You know, coming together, and it was cool, man. Because when I first met him, I seen him up on stage. It was some show I think you were part of.
Yeah, it was Antagonizers and Gangrene.
Man, this guy's crazy, man. He's cool, bro. Because that's your kind of, you kind of give off that kind of like mysteriousness. You know, people don't know you, and they see your craziness. And it, who is this guy?
How many woodland creatures do you have living in your beard now?
Let's see. What do you got there? Yeah, this is I thought this was a year, man. I started this in July, so it's pretty long for
those
July.
Those are what, extensions? How do you do that? How do they put them on there?
Yeah, you know, we cut them down from right down here.
Straight off the pubes?
Yeah.
A little bit of tape and some...
And some dye, and, you know, it's been a real pleasure.
Do you dye your beard?
Yeah, sure do.
Do you put, like, relaxer and straightener in it?
Nope.
Do you put some, like, jizz grease in it or what?
I'll tell you what I do, Bob. I put some beard balm in there, and I put a beard oil in there. Just a couple drops. Fucking now, I do use oil. A blow
dryer. You can get some for $19.95.
Occasionally, I do use a blow dryer. So, but I have not used a straight iron.
There is a lot of DNA
not
in
yet.
That beard.
Not yet. And girls love it. They feel it. It's so soft and stuff. And I tell
it looks
them,
silky smooth.
I tell them, I go, look. If you like that, you stick your hand down my pants, and you feel the same thing. So, wow. And Mick can relate because he likes hair. Right? What was that promotion you had on your show? Let's see your hair, your pelts. Remember that?
Pelts? Is that like a...
He likes
like a mound?
He likes hairy mounds.
Yeah, oh yeah, I wanted to see chicks with pubic hair. I was, you know,
hairy cat.
Encouraging women to grow their pubic hair.
See, Mick's from, what was the best decade for you, Mick? 70s?
Late 70s.
Late 70s, yeah.
For what, porn?
Just in general. Just back when Mick was like firing on like all 12 cylinders, you know, like a Jaguar, he was fucking, you know.
What, am I fucking dead?
No, Jesus bro, I'm just saying. That back when you were like in your 20s and you were slinging meat fucking to any bitch with a fucking, you know, vagina, they were all like the big hairy mound, you know, big
you know,
wet beaver.
And here's the
nest.
Thing. Here's the thing. I'm dating these chicks and I'm having a lot of sex, and I thought, well, let's spice it up a little bit. And I'm living in New York City. Now this is like late 80s. I think even when I lived in Atlanta, so the mid 80s, you know, mid to late 80s. And I was like, hey, let me shave your pussy, you know? And they started freaking out. What?
Oh, hell no.
What? You want me to look like a little girl? Is that it? Is that what turns you on? I'm like, no. I'm just saying,
trim it up, bitch.
Trim it, and let's, like, you know, we can make it look really cool and hot and all that.
Shave into a landing strip?
So I was a freak, you know? I was the scumbag, you know, who suggested shaving pussies. Now I have to beg them to grow it, you know? It's like, hey, why don't you grow some pubic hair? Grow some pubic hair. Why? That's disgusting. And I'm like, really? 30 fucking years ago, I was an asshole for suggesting it, and now you're shaving it every goddamn day.
You got an afro down there. I love that hairy pussy.
Braid that sucker. Get some dreads going on down there.
Dreadlocks hanging off that pussy.
That's what I want to see.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. So when's Pigpen going on tour?
Them assholes?
We're going on tour in July. I know that you're putting together a show that we wish we could be a part of.
Yeah, and I want to come back to my question to you, but that's going to be on July 14th at the Foo Bar. It's going to be with Nerds Raging, Twisted Chris and the Pudding Packs, and the two bands from out of town are going to be Flamingo Nosebleed and the Jasons. I had both of them on the show just last week, and I'll have them on again. You know, and
see, we've been wanting to play with Jason for a long time.
Yep.
Well, it's good. Well, I'm going to hopefully put a good taste in their mouth, and they're going to want to come back. You know,
sure.
And they're looking for another show. I don't know. You know, the next night. So, you know, if we're, I was thinking
that's
Kelly's,
when we're gone.
I was thinking Kelly's, but Kelly's closed within a couple of days after hearing. You know, I heard that. Yeah. So, you know, that sucks about Kelly's. You know, but and then you guys will be back in town. You'll be playing the show I have in August on my birthday. And that'll be at the Foo Bar. Voice of Addiction will be coming into town out of Chicago. They're a good three-man act.
Right.
They've been around here a couple times. Let's see. The Milos will be on there. A band you should check out, Jolly Fuckers. I really like them. They're another three-piece. You know, maybe you can cue some up there on Bandcamp.
Yeah, yeah. I'll find some here.
And then the Sibbles. So, you know.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Should be a really fun, good time, you know. And then Mick.
Where?
At Foo Bar.
Oh, okay.
At Foo Bar.
So. Damn, that bums me out. I was hoping we were going to be able to catch something with the Jasons.
Yeah, I've been talking with Derek.
We've contacted them. And
for a couple of months, and, you know, it was, you know, all we had to do was just get them here, and we were going to do it.
Yep.
And then
Black Cat Attack turned us on to them.
That's when we fucking going out on tour. God damn it.
Yeah, so I guess another time. It was like,
I even told Eric, I was like, as long as you just, not the week we're on tour, don't bring him in that week. And by the time he got back in touch with me, he's like, hey, man, what date are you leaving? Oh, fuck.
Yeah. The way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, so
it was planned.
Well, I'll have to try another time.
We tried to hook up with them the last time that we were on tour. We were up like in West Virginia and shit.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to keep at it. And
try to get a show at Camp Crystal Lake.
You know what I think I'd like when the Svetlana's comes back down? Would you guys like to play on that bill?
Yeah, if we can make it work.
I'd really like to have you guys on that.
It's all a matter if we can, you know. Oh. We also have a drummer that's in another band, and he's sometimes the breaker. So, Mr. Buster.
You know what's cool as fuck is I actually had some brand new Svetlanas lined up to fucking to blast.
It's on Bandcamp if you want to get it off there.
Yeah, I'm digging for that Jolly Fuckers, and I found some other Jolly Fucker. I don't know if it was. I wasn't searching for Santa Claus, but there he is.
Sleaford Mods.
Jolly ass motherfucker.
Remind me after I get these songs rolling, and I will. I'll dig it up. I'll put it on.
Yeah, I really like them, though. For a that newer hooker? Band in the Bay Area, they're pretty, they got a unique sound and stuff. He didn't catch them, but I
they're
I,
a Bay Area band?
Yeah, they're. I think they're out of Clearwater.
Okay, cool. There's a lot of good bands that are coming out, man. It's like, where do they come from?
Again,
there they are.
Yeah. Another band I think you ought to get on here is Porno Party.
Yeah, definitely. Friends with those guys, done some shows with them. The door's always open. I guess since the last time we were on the air, we've been off. We played a couple shows with them, and you know, just now this week getting back on the air.
You're back in the saddle right now, motherfucker. Yeah.
How does it feel to be back on the air? By the way,
I don't know.
Is it like putting on a pair of brand new sneakers?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's like fuck. We're back here again in front of the microphone. It's like normal.
Looking sleazy over there, man.
Looking skeezy.
Yeah.
Got my new
what
toys.
Was that guy you played with, Nikki Sleaze?
Oh God. Nikki Sleaze, man. Yeah. You know Nikki Sleaze?
Yeah,
Nikki
Sleaze. I work for him.
You work for him?
I work for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
Nikki
here.
Nikki Sleaze.
Yeah. You don't remember our stories about him?
I didn't know that you currently work for him.
No. I do not currently work. I did a long time ago.
Right.
And that's when he told me he played with G.G. Allen and stuff. And I was like, what? You know, G.G. Allen. And
Nikki Sleaze is only, he's only like 10%, you know. He's 90% full of shit. He's probably got some real stories in there, too, man. But, you know, yeah, Nikki Sleaze.
Nikki motherfucking Sleaze. Out there.
Jason.
He's OG Pigpen, though, man. He was back in the early days.
Yeah.
Yep. Matter of fact, the song Lil Nikki, about him.
Nice.
From the first record.
There you go. There's some history for you.
Boom. All right, so speaking of history, we talked about Svetlana's. We could talk more about the Svetlana's here in a little bit, but in the meantime, this is brand new Svetlana's, man. It's a lot of that shitty.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. folks. This is Ron Jeremy. You're listening to LaughFastAndShitty.com. Excellent choice.
Let me know up front. Well, I got things to do, man. I can't, don't want to waste my fucking energy talking to somebody who doesn't like me.
Well, that's true, man. I mean, sometimes people just don't fucking speak
their
mind.
We don't like Bob, you know, but we're talking to him.
They fucking deal with me, right?
Bobbert.
Bert.
I don't care if you don't fucking like me, motherfucker.
Hey, Bob Noxus is watching. Some asshole named Bob Noxus is watching.
Yeah, I've got it open here. It's
shout out to Jason.
I hang out and watch.
Schwarzwater.
I hang out and watch myself on the internet every now and then. Listen to my voice as I hear myself speak and talk. It's fun, man.
Old Golden Throat over there.
Golden Throat. So, E-Rock, what's new with you, man? What's
all I listen to is Bob talk. Never hear no music. Bob will never shut up. We used to have these people troll us because Bob would never shut up. He even tries to take over at the shows.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to be mute? I mean...
Yeah, you can't have dead air, for Christ's sake.
Right.
Shut up for now.
I'll tell you, though, if you ever find yourself winded, need a rest, this motherfucker right here will give you the best 10-minute dialogue ever.
Yeah?
Turn off your mic, go take a piss, have a cigarette, get something to drink. He'll talk for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Called 10 Minutes with Toby.
Fucking, 10 minutes with Toby?
Yeah.
Now, was that a segment that you did when you did the radio show?
That was my first time trying.
No, you did it a couple times, didn't you?
No, because I never got to finish because the other guys would jump in.
There was a time when I got some footage of you. You did it about three times, I think.
That was when I was a baby.
You know, he was like, hey, I want to do my own thing. I'm like, okay, cool.
Now, is Toby like your middle name or is that a real name of yours?
Toby's is another one of those over the time frame I've been alive. I've had many.
Kind of like Ed Fanzi.
Yeah.
Well, Toby's before the Ed Fanzi.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It came down to butchering of my last name. I said, yeah, Toby's, that's it. And then it just stuck.
I think I've butchered your last name 1,000 times.
This is entertainment right here. Go ahead and say his last name.
I always want to say Tulupo.
And what do you think it is?
Tulpo.
You got it.
I know. But I always want to say Tulupo.
Yeah, yeah.
Chalupa.
I just had this conversation with my dad when I went to soccer camp, and I had this...
I'm ignorant.
Wait a minute. You went to soccer camp?
Yeah, over in Orlando.
You trying out for the Rowdies, or...?
No, I had offers to... I was going to... If I played high school ball, I could have played at UCF. They just wanted video, and I would have been a walk-on. So,
what happened? You were getting high and growing your beard long?
Yeah, I was getting high, yeah. And my teacher was my soccer coach, so he knew my habits.
Right.
So it was no chance in hell. I mean, I didn't try out my junior year because I thought I could just go in there.
So anyway, soccer camp.
Soccer camp. Coach called me Tofu. You know, anything he could say, but Tofu was what stuck with me during camp, you know. So they picked a team of, like, all-stars to play against all these ex-pros and stuff. And I had a one-on-one with a breakaway. And I'm coming at him, and all he's yelling is, Tofu, you're not going to get by me! Tofu, you're not going to get at me! And I choked. I didn't get it by him. Yeah. So they got the Tofu got in my head.
Tofu got the fucking toe jab going up underneath his toenails.
Yep.
I'm starting to see a connection here between soccer, a.k.a. football, as they call it around the rest of the planet, and Eric being a skinhead, hooligan-type guy, you know.
That was the name of our team, too, the Hooligans.
The Hooligans?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, swear to God.
But Eric has hair. He's not really a skinhead, though.
No, back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen some crazy pictures of you trying to look all buff and shit. That's all what Photoshop, right?
No,
Photoshop,
that's real.
Oh, no, dude.
Fucking roided
this
out.
This guy ripping fucking arms off over here. Look at him.
Was the same way I am now. I'm at 240 right now, but it was all...
Ripping telephone books
is that
in half.
Cheeseburgers or
all
what?
All those photos that are on my radio page? No, he was juiced to the max, man. He was
going to the
fucking,
gym all the time.
All the fucking time.
And he would take me out to eat, and I'd get like 10 plates of food.
Yeah, we'd go down to do the show, and it's like, all right, let's grab some dinner before we do the show.
Was you a wrestler back then?
We go to a fucking buffet place. I fill my plate up with a lot of food.
Shit, right.
By the time I sit down and get halfway through it, he's on his third plate. I'm like, God damn. Then in the studio, he's got to have bananas, oranges, Gatorade, water. I mean, and he's got that to get through the show, but he had like five plates of food.
Jesus, dude, what the fuck?
It's fucking intense.
You ever doing still the show, like drinking juices?
Unfortunately, I do, and I'll be big again. It's coming back around.
He's going to rip your fucking door right off in a minute here.
My goal is to get my 20-inch arms. I've been 19 and a half, so 20-inch.
Listen here, brother. I'll rip your goddamn door off.
Yeah, man.
So once you get the elusive 20-inch arms, what's next? 21?
No, then I'm going to have to try to slim down and get down to like 180 and then just be ripped and shredded. And that's be me for the rest of my life.
I don't know, man.
Just little things, you know. 20-inch arms, man. I'll have to get special arm sleeves and stuff.
You want to see me with my 20-inch arms, bitch.
Should we special order you the next batch of T-shirts or something?
Yeah.
Start ripping out shirts and stuff.
All sleeveless. You know. I got some sleeveless. Traps cut out so you can see my traps, you know.
Taps and traps.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's play some more music real quick. We'll,
they want to hear some music.
Thanks for asking about my arms, Bob.
Hey, man. I just wanted to know.
He's been looking at them all night, hasn't he?
I've always wondered. I've seen the pictures online, you know.
They're real.
They're real. This is a brand new face-to-face right here. It's LoudFastShitty.com.
Do what you told. Do what they
This is McDermott from the Bouncing Souls, and you are listening to LoudFastShitty.com. Don't change. Don't change the dial. Stay right there.
No Trump, no KK, no Fascist USA. No Trump, no KK, no Fascist USA. No Trump. We'll be right back.
Hey, man.
Ready for my close-up.
The voice is in my head. Oh, man. That DMT is awesome, man. Oh, that DMT.
Yeah, that's new stuff from the Antidotes from their split that they did with MDC. And also in that set was other stuff that I can't quite remember. God, oh, yeah. Face to Face in Flatliners. Who E-Rock was calling me out. He's like, can't you play something that's kind of heavier? This is kind of like...
I wasn't talking. I'm just saying, coming up later in the set, can we do something fucking heavy? You know what I mean? Extra heavy over here, you fucking pussy, huh?
It's like, hey, what the fuck? You're
I want to hear some heavy ass, you know, heavy stuff, fucking tunes, you know?
What was that one band that you played on your metal show?
Go fuck yourself, yeah.
What was that? Refresh my memory. I forgot.
One time.
We share a Dropbox, and he, you know,
yeah, I don't play half.
Everybody knows, you know, E-Rock does his metal show every Sunday night, Psycho Realms.
I play punk and industrial too, motherfucker.
So we share a Dropbox. I had a bunch of music that I dropped in there,
and I play some of the heaviest shit.
And I had some pop stuff in there, and
one time
he picked it out and like the most brutal death metal show. He puts pop punk, you know, on there.
It was one little time, but no, for the most part, I keep it on to the hardcore. But, you know, I played a local punk motherfucker.
Was that pledge night? Was that, did you get him to pledge in that night and say, pledge in now and I'll take it off?
Should have been. I do torture people.
I totally lucked out. They did the pledge thing, and I pledged, I don't remember how much I pledged, like $100 or something, to go in and take over Psycho Realms.
$150.
I paid $150. Over the course of a year, I did that. Mm-hmm. So it was like, $15.
We do that every
$12, whatever it was, a month, you know, that came out. And I sat on it and waited, and you know, I wanted to make it a cool show. So I ended up getting Cannibal Corpse.
You didn't do that.
Well, no, right. So, you're right. I didn't have a goddamn thing at all to do with it.
It was already happening.
Right. So, I finally decided I wanted to do the show, but then they had Alex from Cannibal Corpse.
He did.
Coming on that night, and it was just like, I paid $150, and they could have easily said, Bob, you can't come on tonight, but I think, can't remember what happened. I think maybe once or twice, you know, we'd already missed
it. Dude, it was totally cool. It was fun, man. See, that was the
point. I took over.
That was the fucking
point.
I
totally took over the interview.
If you fucking listen and you fucking support your community, you know, there's a voice. And you can come on and hang out with Cannibal. It was just like,
it was totally worth it, man.
Now, how hard was it not to cuss on there?
It wasn't bad, actually. You know what? When you know you can't cuss,
you have to focus on
that. You don't cuss, man. I mean,
you can only push the red button so many times.
Easier said than done. Yeah.
We didn't have a dump button.
There was no dump button at the fucking radio station. Yeah.
But okay, on the flip side, I work in a corporate environment, you know, for my 9-to-5 day job. I can't walk around saying fuck this and fuck that, although I do. But technically, you know, I shouldn't be.
You know what's so funny is like that I'm like mentally I'm trained there. That was like times I get on here and I'm like, wait a minute, I can cuss. Yeah, fuck yeah. You know, I'd have to remind myself to let go, you know, because...
Fuck.
You can only push the red button so many times. And so, you know, we're able to get away with some music, but definitely as a DJ on there, you can't be...
When are you going to get Pigpen back on there?
I don't know. Maybe one night when someone else is not on there.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll leave it as that.
Fucking bullshit.
Anyways, your fault. So, moving along.
My fault. Okay, whatever.
I got an idea. I'll buy some studio time, next pledge drive, and then I'll invite Pigpen in.
Okay.
Don't stir it up.
No, do it.
Absolutely. You guys have to commit.
You know what?
Because I want you guys on there.
If he doesn't want to fucking be on the interview, I'll do it myself.
See, trying to do this is like you're stepping on toes on that one.
What about playing live there?
Even better.
No. Let's just leave Pigpen out of that whole thing.
Yeah. Well, if I'm the studio guy, I can do whatever I want.
You damn sure can, bro.
Yeah, but
I'm on it, bro. I'm on it. E-Rock may not be able to be a part of that show, but I'm on it.
Well, let's get a fill-in. Mick, can you play bass?
Yeah, sure.
You have a pig mask?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
Well, there you go.
You've been replaced, bro.
See, this is why we can't take Bob anywhere half the time, because Bob fucks everything up. He gets us kicked out of places.
Bob gets his fucking gigs on the radio.
He fucks us up over here. So
right?
That's why people hate Bob. That's why there's T-shirts.
Only one person hates Bob. Anyways, a select few hate Bob.
But at the end of the day, it's all about local. It's all about supporting the local. So step up. China. It's a voice.
Speaking of supporting local stuff, man, I got a brand new release that came out this week. My Chris Barrow's band project has a brand
Chris
new...
Chris Barrow's band with you in it, yeah.
Right, with me.
Chris's band.
Who's in that
whatever.
Band?
Bradley's in that band, and a guy named Scott Brazil is in that band playing drums. And I lent my guitar licks to it. How about that? You want me to get specific? Yeah, it's not my band. I just fucking play guitar on it. But the record came out this week. The split with
he's a nobody.
The split with No Fraud and F and Armageddon.
It's cool,
man.
Though. It's cool.
So I figured I'd play the whole goddamn 7-inch, and then you can go to Rad Girlfriend's Records and buy that shit.
Yeah,
on vinyl.
Go fucking buy it.
You got some vinyl out this week?
It's a limited run too.
Yeah,
it's
it is
a limited run.
You got some vinyl out this week, E-Rock?
It was a great comeback. Yeah,
right on. See you later. All right, this is Chris Barrow's band. Loudfastshitty.com. Fuck you. We'll be right back. like the Axl Rose version.
Oh, just a little bit more. Oh, my neck.
That is brand new stuff from The Flash, F, a.k.a.
Old
so
school
you didn't play
classic.
Any Chris Barrows.
Yeah, it's in there. I started that set off with Chris Barrows. Also played Armageddon Man. Also played No Fraud in that set.
Fuck.
I was trying to say F from Miami, Florida, motherfuckers.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct, correct.
I was just Flash. Trying to say something, but whatever.
Where are the cameras?
Oh, I guess I got to turn them on.
Come on, this is a multimedia thing.
There you go.
Damn it,
sorry about that. Hey, man, you know, there's a lot of blinking lights over here.
Fucking DJ
it's easy to get over distracted.
It's over here on the ones and twos over here scratching.
This might
shit.
Be the last show with these here headphones. They've been crackling in my ears all night.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So they're falling apart over here. It's a terrible, terrible story.
You need a manicure and you need someone. Bring you some ice and water over there.
Do you have some?
Pat you down. No.
Could you get me some? Could you fetch that for me?
Need a big canister of handy wipes.
I'm going to drop your ice on the ground.
Yeah, my place is pretty dirty, man. Yeah, I probably could use some.
No, your place is clean.
You can make microchips in this motherfucker compared to where we've been.
Mm-hmm. Microchips?
Yeah, you need a sterile environment to make microchips, just an FYI.
That's right. Microchips. I was like, I was thinking like chips, like
he's got the munchies.
Chips, like chips.
Very, you mean very small potato chips?
Get some Doritos.
Microchips.
You call them small potato chips. I call them crumbs.
And
I call them mozzarella.
Microchips. These are the microchips. I'm surprised. You know what? Somebody out there should make that happen. Microchips. They're listening. They got it right here from this show.
Crickets.
Not that shitty. Crickets. See, that was just like my stand-up comedy career.
Crickets.
Crickets. E-Rock, why don't you tell everybody who they're listening to? What are all these beautiful stations? I can't see that far.
Oh, okay, well, here we go.
So we're live.
PunkBandPromotions.com. PunkPodunkRadio.com. RantRadio.com. KUSRRadio.com. UndergroundSkanking.com. Fuck you, yeah.
So you do a radio
Sick
show.
Sick World awesome. Radio. I need something for my cataracts. Hold on. It's way across the, you know, it's way over there. There's glare.
I know.
PunkTorrents.com, PunkOi.com, and go fuck yourself, Bob.com.
PunkOi, ska.
While you're bullshitting, I just downloaded that off of GoDaddy.
Oh, yeah? You finally got it?
Go fuck yourself, Bob.com.
Good for you.
I'd like to have that.
We got motherfucking Sick Mick in the house. We got
Word Up
Ed Fancy in the house.
Jiggy.
And we got the I Hate Bob.
That's right. So anyway, now that everybody knows who's who in here, show's coming up. How about a show this weekend coming up? I'm probably going to go try and check it out. It's happening at Mario's, but Flag on Fire. Have you heard those guys?
No, actually, I'm going to be going probably over this side. I'm going to go watch the Pears.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Pears is a cool band. I've caught them before.
Out of Louisiana.
We had them on this show at one point.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't had them on my show yet. Have you had them on your show yet? Oh, you don't have a show.
I don't have a show.
Oh, you're a dick. Jesus.
So,
but you can always. But when I get one, trust me, you won't be on it now.
Oh, go fuck. So much for our little joint
venture here. Yeah.
Now people really thought after 3 years hiatus between each other, we'd get back together. This is as close as it's going to get. Right here.
This is it. This is Martin and Lewis.
He just slapped his cock right on him. Cock slap.
But, hey, thanks for inviting us out here and stuff. You know, I know it's,
is the show over? Are we leaving?
No, what's going on?
What is this?
Actually, damn, yeah, we got eight minutes left.
He's saying his goodbyes.
Well, you know, I just wanted to get my word in
because
you wanted to
fucking
shut
go.
Me up,
just
man.
Go.
We still got a couple of minutes, but I where does the time
bus.
Go?
Just fucking go.
You going to Taco Bus?
I'm thinking about it, man. I had that McDonald's. I'm hungry again.
The Taco Bus, let me tell you what, bro. Right, the one right by my house, it sucks.
Does it?
It does.
Okay, I'll wait till Clearwater then.
Yeah, man.
You're probably better out there.
I mean, you'll wait forever, and there's not going to be anybody waiting there. And you know,
not
the
even Chicanos there, man.
It really
bunch
sucks.
Of fucking gringos and.
Well, I haven't eaten Google at the one in Central in forever, man.
I hear that ain't much better, so I don't know.
I really was never really impressed, but it was just like it was Mexican at 2 a.m.
He's trying to ruin your dinner. So I don't know.
I probably have nothing good to say about Taco Bus for some reason, you know, except for in song.
Yeah.
PBS and Taco Bus.
Diarrhea.
Hey, by the way, I was singing Diarrhea and Febreze acoustic to a 9-year-old girl the other day who bet me that I couldn't sing a song about shit. And I was like, apparently you've never heard my band.
You don't know, huh?
So I pulled up like a YouTube video of us playing it, and she was like, that's not you. And I was like, oh, yes, it is.
Pool songs.
She was like, do I have to play it for you? She's like, yes. So I'm like, okay.
You got to play this song, Shit in a Bucket.
That's when you have the real fart spray with you.
Influencing. No, I just totally shit on her, right?
Well, Gigi Allen style.
Hey, this girl's... I've been to the beach with this little girl. She's peed on me. Straight
what?
Up. No, it's not cool. Not cool. See? Look at Mick over here. He's disgusted. He's like, what did I walk into?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Chicks think I'm a freak because I wanted to shave their pussies, and you're getting pissed on by a 9-year-old girl?
Yeah, that's fucking disturbing.
What's up with that?
So I'm hanging out with R. Kelly this weekend, so...
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, hey, what the fuck? Make me into the bad person.
Hey, so next couple weeks, let's get Pigpen back on.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Need to get E-Rock on here. I've done it a couple times.
Sure.
He probably works late, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's,
you know, we can always pre-record,
problem.
Too, so whatever works. You know, we did that one Monday night show, and we pre-recorded right after you.
You know, I got to bear the bills and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to be on there. We got shows coming up in... What month is this? We got shows coming up in June at downtown Tampa at Pokey's Pizza or whatever the fuck it's called. Pokey's.
Pokey's, no pizza there.
There's no pizza?
No.
There's food there, but...
There's food, but it's not Pokey's pizza.
Pizza, motherfucker. You're thinking about Mario's.
Pizza and hardcore, man.
We have a couple of cool shows coming up, including one that we have no idea where it's going to happen at, but that's with the Mentors and the Murder Junkies.
Unfortunately, with Kelly's.
It's part of our Summer of Scum tour.
And where was scheduled for?
Kelly's. So we don't know where it's going to happen yet. Or if it's, I'm sure it's going to happen somewhere, you know. So it depends on
fucking
where it's
bummed.
At.
Get somebody to run a float or something. Do it right over by the Skyway.
Yeah, dude. Hey, you'll get a barge? I know a guy. I know a guy. I know a guy who's wanted Pigpen to play shows on a barge.
Can you imagine?
Like out in the middle of John's Pass.
Can you imagine them with Murder Junkies too? Dino out there getting a sunburn on his pee-pee?
Yeah, no doubt. Then Pigpen's also got a show with the Dwarves coming up and Richie Ramone.
If you need
we got tickets for that. I got them here
tickets,
right now,
motherfucker. Oh, yeah. We're gonna take this moment to shut the fuck up. Let's talk about some tickets. You want tickets, motherfucker?
$15 advance.
Come on, motherfuckers.
$38 for the show or something like that.
Tell you what, you may not have to run an ATM.
I have to.
No. Yep. So.
No, you may not.
Got them. So that's July 2nd. So the Summer of Scum, and then we'll be on tour. Pigpen will be on tour in July, doing like a Southeast run. Went to the Carolinas and Tennessee and who knows where else, somewhere along the way.
Go live when you're on the road.
Yeah, sure. We'll go straight from the Wendy's restrooms where we always do an upper decker.
This whole Facebook Live thing is popping off, so yeah, we might be doing that.
Yep.
And I can always get you on our show, too.
You know,
well, the thing is,
filming
is
dead hookers and whatever, shenanigans.
We're in the van. We're not that interesting because... E-Rock just gets pissed off because we're farting the whole time, you know.
These are some stank, rank, broke motherfuckers.
Is it just you solo?
What?
Are you going out with Slade and the Wasters this year?
Yes, we are, yeah.
With the Wasters.
It just makes sense, man. You know, it's two bands that make up, you know, five dudes.
Yeah, like, and two of them are just fucking broken, you know. Like, broken.
Oh, he's talking about...
Broken. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers are broken. Like,
shitting
toxic,
the
peel the paint off, fucking trimming my beard.
Man? You ever lived on the road, man, when you living out of convenience stores and stuff, and it just rips you up?
Yeah. That's what happens, bro.
Fucking stank bitches.
Talking to the fucking microphone. Jesus.
Stank.
Mick, what you got coming up, bro? Anything, what's exciting and new in Sick Mick's world?
Not a goddamn thing.
Anytime you want to come over here and talk shit on the internet, man, just let it be known. And
no,
come
I only
over.
Come when I'm invited. I don't fucking just show up out of the blue. I only go where I'm invited.
Now we'll have you back then. How about that?
You fucking liar. Shut up. You know, trying to be a gracious host.
Mick used to walk around telling everybody, well, you never fucking had me out there. I was like, Jesus, dude. I have an open door, man. Just come on out. Finally, I realized I got to fucking invite him. All
no,
right.
It's just, I, you know, I just, some... I just fuck with people, you know. And it's Tony Patino,
I know.
Fucked with him, too. You know, hey, I made a documentary about the punk scene in Tampa. Great. Am I in it? No. What the fuck you, you know.
Eric Grant, he did a great documentary of Tampa, which, you know, 15, 20 years down the line, hopefully people will be watching that and going, man, remember that? Remember that?
Yeah.
It'd be cool to watch, you know. It's like a good time capsule. Very cool. That's like what Tony Patino did, too. I wasn't in it either, dude. So, honestly, I was like, where the fuck was I at during all this? I was hanging out in the metal clubs. I was probably at, like, the Sunset Club.
He was a young Dave Mustaine.
You got to start somewhere.
I was in the old one, The Scene.
What's that?
The old documentary in Tampa, The Scene. Do you ever see that one?
I did see that
he
one.
He was the guy that ripped the fucking door off the handles. Busted it through.
That's funny. All right, so I got to find something to close this set out with. I got a ton of stuff that didn't get played.
Jolly fuckers.
Let me find some jolly fuckers. Now, hold on. You know what?
It's fucking Barbara.
It's going to take me a minute, but we will close out the show with some jolly fuckers.
Nice. God damn it.
I really like these guys.
You want to fucking hear some jolly fuckers, huh?
Except I can't get this motherfucking thing to work. That's so
right. Slow Bob.
Well, that's not me this time.
High CPU usage.
Oh, here it is. It's hidden way down here low. Jolly fuckers. Here they are. So who are the Jolly Fuggers? They're from Tampa Bay, you say?
Yeah, Clearwater area.
And they're doing shows locally? Where have they done a show at? Doing
shows they, did a, they did a record release party about 2 weeks ago with, what is that, Stunt Cock was there? And this other band.
What? I can't hear you. Talking to the mic.
Stunt Cock.
Oh, thank you.
And there was a record release party for Jolly Fuggers. I think it was like the beginning of last month over at Foo Bar. And they'll be playing August 10th with Voice of Addiction and Sybils and this band called the Milos.
Oh, okay. That's with us then.
Yeah, so you'll get to see them then, too, if you get there on time.
And what are the Milos again?
The Milos are my Descendants cover band. We play all Descendants songs.
Early stuff? Or
mostly early stuff, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, mostly early stuff. I mean,
do you do Mug?
You know what? We learned that one. Yes, we do that. Matter of fact, I think we do it like 3 times in a row.
Nice.
Just to see which one we can play it best. Mug. Yeah, so the Milos, it's a Descendants cover band.
Sure. Eric, when's your birthday?
When's yours?
Well, I was going to get you a present.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Great. Scared of a present.
I can't hear you. Talking to the mic.
Well, you're not
it's in December. It's in December. Okay. I'm a motherfucking Capricorn from December.
Capricorn. Yeah. And you're
Sagittarius.
You're a Sagittarius.
Damn right.
I don't even know when that is, so.
Is that September?
December.
Oh, December?
Yeah.
And you?
I'm a Taurus. Oh. I just had my birthday like a week ago.
Oh, that's right. I sung you happy birthday.
You did, yeah. You sent me some weird shit. Sometimes I'm afraid to open it.
Happy birthday. Go fuck yourself.
Picture of some guy with an enormous cock slapping some girl in the face.
That was a golfer.
Yeah. I put that in the Pigpen chat. Shared that with everybody.
I think everybody got that video.
Do you wish people happy birthdays when you're notified on Facebook?
I try to. I don't always use Facebook every day like that.
I log in and it says so-and-so has a birthday today. You know, wish them a happy birthday. I'm like, well, why? But so what? They were born. What the
because it's important to some people that they have, you know, X amount of people wish them happy birthday. Oh, I didn't know I had 103 friends. There's no way.
Well,
it's so good hearing from him.
Periodically, I like to go and post on my Facebook page, thank you all for the birthday wishes. They were greatly appreciated. Even though it's not my birthday. You know, my sister will, and everybody's like, oh, hey, I didn't know it was your birthday. Hey, happy birthday. And I get all this thread going. And my sister's like, you were born in December, motherfucker. What's your problem? And I'm like, it's the guaranteed when you say something like that on Facebook, people will be nice to you. You know, and it's like, oh,
this
hey,
this guy's
man.
Had more fucking birthdays than Bob Hope.
Yeah, so, you know, in a month from now, I'll have another birthday, and people will go on, and they'll say nice things on my page.
Seems like he just had a birthday.
Right.
Mick looks good, man.
You know, it's like, for some reason, it just triggers people to say nice things when you have a birthday.
Did he tell you how old he is?
No.
70.
But I'm looking at his car, and I'm like, Jesus, that's like an old man car.
Oh, you know
it
what?
It was great, though. I was like, we saw it in the camera pulling up. And I was like, oh, I think Mick's here. Because he started to pass it. He started to pass it.
Fuck you.
Dude, it's great. If I was an old man, I am.
You are an old man.
I am an old man. I'm going to have me a big-ass Mercury Marquis or whatever that is.
You got rid of your Honda, didn't
you? I have a Honda still.
Yeah, well, didn't you have a Pilot, or what'd you have?
The Element?
Yeah.
I had an Element. I got rid of that. Now I have a CRV.
What was the deal with the Element? It was too stiff? Boxy?
I love that.
Has Buster.
The AC went out twice on it. And when it went out the second lemon. Time, it was just like, Buster man, fuck it. This car.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a great car. Ran great. Fucking champion. Fucking AC goes up.
Him and...
I got to have AC.
Sure.
It's fucking hot. It's Florida.
Him and Adrian will always be talking shit back and forth because Adrian went out and got him a BMW?
No, he bought a Lexus.
A Lexus, that's right. Like, Lexus.
You buy a fucking Lexus.
He's got a fucking Lexus truck. And he's broke as fuck. And they're always back and forth talking shit because every time his car break down and he's supposed to be brand
he's
new. Got,
yeah, he's like, you should have bought a Lexus. And I'm like, why? I can afford my repairs. So we had a show the other night and he's there and he's like loading up and... Tia comes up to me and she's just like, I think your boy's got car problems. And I was like, who? Is it Adrian? And I was like, oh, he knows better than to say something to me.
Like them guys were like every day back and forth. Every time they got together, talking shit like a Ford and a Chevy guy back and forth.
I walked up to him like, car problems?
Well, you can talk shit about my Mercury, but whenever you fucking guys need a PA system, everything fits in my fucking car and. That big old Mercury, and I could take it to a show.
You could put a body in the trunk there. You could probably put two or three bodies
damn
in there.
Right. Damn right. Yeah, I was driving in a little fucking Hyundai before I had this. So.
Car sex, man.
Let me tell you what, man. Those cars are like driving on a fucking cloud, though.
Yeah.
Because my grandmother had one, and when I was a kid, I used to drive it because, you know, I'd be in town, and, you know, hey, Grandma, can I drive your car? The fucking thing was a fucking boat.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
AC. Eight cylinders.
It was the lap of luxury.
You got it. Electric seats. You know, the whole bit.
Hell
comfort.
Yeah.
It's all about comfort.
It's all about comfort.
Got to enjoy comfort those later years.
And talking shit.
All right, so wrapping this shit up. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Episode 381 will be available for download.
Thank you guys for coming out and hanging out with us. Thank you
for
fucking listening.
Thanks for the invite.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah, man.
All the
what about this Jolly Fuckers? Crickets. What are we going to play? I got the band camp open.
Hey, man, check these guys out August 10th. They may have one more gig, but it's a three-piece band. I know one guy's named Simon. It plays on drums. The lead singer's named Mark. I can't remember his last name. And I haven't met the bass player.
Mark Seaman and a bass player.
Yep. Jolly fuckers.
There you go.
All right, so let's see. So we don't have a recommended song, so we will. How about Bulgarian Cleaning Lady?
Sounds good.
Do it, motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Loud, fast, shitty. See you next week.
See you.
See ya. Ah!
the end of the end. That's all, folks.